This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Middle East, where peace talks between Israel and Hamas have resumed in Cairo. After CBS News confirmed, the U.S. is withholding a shipment of weapons to Israel over fears the bombs could be used on the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. Reporter Yotam Kanfino is in Herzliya.
Israel seemed to downplay the holdup of arms from the United States, with IDF spokesperson Daniel Hagari saying any disagreements between the two allies will be resolved behind closed doors. President Biden has repeatedly asked Israel to hold off on its invasion of Rafah, warning about the threat to civilian lives.
Severe storms have once again battered parts of the Midwest. Tornadoes tore through Indiana, Ohio, and portions of Michigan, slamming the city of Portage near Kalamazoo not once but twice.
The house across my street from us, their garage is totally gone now. They are missing part of their roof. The house kitty corner from us has trees on top of it. My neighbor's house around the corner is almost completely destroyed.
No serious injuries reported. While Stormy Daniels was describing salacious details of an alleged tryst with former President Trump at his hush money trial in New York, the federal judge in Florida canceled a May 20th trial date in his classified documents case and postponed it indefinitely. Loyola Law's Jessica Levinson.
She said there's just a lot of evidentiary issues to sort out. And she is pointing to the fact that we're talking about some concerns about national security. And that does raise additional questions for any judge when they're overseeing a trial like this.
All is not lost for FTX customers. The company's bankruptcy lawyers say they'll be getting all of the money they invested before the crypto company went bust, plus interest. A drug maker is taking its COVID vaccine off the market. CBS's Matt Piper.
Earlier this year, AstraZeneca admitted its vaccine can, in rare cases, cause TTS, or thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome. It causes blood clots and low blood platelet counts. TTS has been linked to nearly 100 deaths in the UK and hundreds of serious injuries, with many suing. But the company says the timing and decision to withdraw its vaccine is pure coincidence.
New possible trouble for a Kansas City Chiefs player.
Mahomes on the snap. Scanning. Open for the touchdown. It's Rice.
Police tell the Dallas Morning News Rashi Rice is suspected of assault at a nightclub in Dallas early Monday morning. The victim reportedly went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No comment from Rice's attorneys. The wide receiver turned himself into police weeks ago in connection with a high-speed chain reaction crash. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tickets are on sale for new Amtrak service between the Twin Cities and Chicago. The trains will make 8 stops in Wisconsin. The second daily round-trip trains start running on the 21st. Coach fares start at $41 with discounts for students, seniors, and military personnel and their families. Another summer of wildfire smoke could be bad for your health. Travis Knutson of the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency says small particles in wildfire smoke can cause itchy eyes, coughing, and short-term breathing problems.
If you are someone who already suffers from respiratory issues like you have asthma, it makes those acute symptoms that much more challenging and potentially problematic from a health perspective.
Today is World Asthma Day, and that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A 6-5 win in Kansas City over the Royals. Top of the ninth, the Crew down 5-3. The Royals fans daring Adames to be the hero. Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the win.
Willie is telling the fans he's going to do it. The group of fans right by the on-deck circle, Willie is announcing to them, if I get up there, we're going to take the lead. He's announcing it to him over and over, and they're playing back and forth to each other. Gary walks. He turns back to him. He goes, watch this. Bam.
You're being serious?
I'm being dead serious. That's what he did. It's Amazing. No, it was unbelievable. I watched this and I'm looking at Ricky and I'm looking back at him and he's carrying on with them during Gary's at bat. And he's telling them, and they're all Kansas City fans, and he's telling them, one more ball, one more ball. It was a 3-0 pitch and then 3-1. And he goes, one more. And he turned back to him and he goes, here we go. Watch this. Went up there. Boom. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind west becoming easterly at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunder showers possible. Our low 47 tomorrow. A little rain in the morning, clearing by late afternoon. It's going to be windy with a high tomorrow near 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin joins us at 10:33. 11:33, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Mattenair on air.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Tom Selleck. Now, this is really weird. Tom Selleck is hoping the suits at CBS will change their minds about canceling Blue Bloods because if he doesn't keep working, he could lose his 63-acre ranch. Tom Selleck is going to lose his ranch after all those years on Blue Bloods? And didn't he save any shekels or anything for all these shows he was on over the years? Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock want to work together. They want to do at least one more Speed movie. Speed 3, Seniors on the Bus. I mean, really. Vin Diesel has a new Riddick movie coming out. They're going to start shooting it in August, and he can take a first look at the new Superman Online. Now, I tell you who it was, but I can't pronounce his name. So, yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it. Anyway, that's your showbiz news this morning. All right, want to look better? We all do, right? Here are a few simple things you can make yourself look better, improve your appearance. Always walk like you're a superhero wearing a cape. If I did that, I'd look weird. Wear clothing that's the right size and change your sheets more often to help your skin. I mean, like more than once a year? We got to change that? Okay. All right, a list of TV themes that once they get in your brain, you can't get them out. The Andy Griffith Show. The Brady Bunch, Gilligan's Island, The Jeffersons, The Flintstones, and The Addams Family. Yeah, I can see that. With me, the other day, I was mimicking Mr. Ed. Hello, Wilbur. I'm Mr. Ed. All day long, I'm thinking about Mr. Ed. I can't get, you know, horse is a horse, of course. It was stuck in my head all day. I couldn't get it out. And there must be a way to get these things out of your head. I just don't know what they are. A survey found the average person meets someone they think is the one three times. We'll have 17 crushes in our lifetime, and we'll fall in love five times. No, I didn't fall in love five times. I fell in like a lot. I don't think I fell in love. According to a neurologist, here are five ways to keep your brain sharp as you get older. Stay social. Challenge your brain with things like crossword puzzles. Don't stress too much. Exercise, and stop eating empty calories. See, with me, I play Scrabble at night. I play Scrabble all day, as a matter of fact. So I'm always playing Scrabble. And, you know, I think it keeps my brain sharp. I think so. I mean, I'm not, you know, maybe I'm not sharp. I'm trying to remember what I was talking about. Yeah, I play Scrabble a lot. You know, it's a great fun game to play. You have to have some, you know, a limited mastery of the English language, I guess, to play the game. 30-year-old woman in Colombia swallowed $7,000 in cash to hide it from her husband. They were arguing after she sold a bunch of their electronics to pay for a big vacation. Doctors removed 57 $100 bills from her stomach and intestines. The rest, well, she had to pass herself. I mean, she couldn't find a better hiding place than her stomach. That's the best she can do. I think I would find a better place. I hear the top signs you've really become an adult. You pay your own bills. You have a full-time job. You moved out of your parents' house. And, oh, no, you got to do your own laundry. Forget that. I don't want to be an adult. That's called Peter Pan syndrome, when you don't want to grow up. You just want to remain, you know, a kid. Did we all miss this? You know, last Saturday, was World Naked Gardening Day. The best cities for naked gardening, Miami, Austin, and Atlanta. The worst cities is West Valley City, Utah. Probably too hot. You burn yourself. Nobody wants to do that. All right, we've got sunshine today in the forecast. Beautiful day with a high near 68. No thunderstorms, which is good because, you know, yesterday, it was like, what? Then the sun came out and it started thundering and lightning all over again. And I get scared because I don't want my electronics to go burst, you know, if there's a surge of electricity, even though I've got a surge protector on there. You know, I don't want that happening. All right, we've got local news coming up in a few minutes from Stuart J. Waddles, our news director, broadcasting from our brand new studio today. I love it. It's really nice. I feel like I'm in the space age here. 629 WRJN Radio. Sunny today with a high near 68, showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Lows around 49. Cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 53. And coming up in the next hour, it's WRJN historical marker number 9. And guess who's going to be here? Yeah, our director of sales and station manager, Chris Morrow, is going to be here. Now, people say, oh, you're just having him on to butter him up. No, he was here as a teenager. He started here as a teenager years ago. We're going to talk to Chris coming up, and it's very interesting. All these years at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen, 629 at Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Every industry seems to be facing challenges trying to find qualified employees. Agriculture is no different. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And if your sector of agriculture requires some specific training, well, your job pool just got smaller. Details on the way.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Terry Cosby is the National Director of the Natural Resource Conservation Service through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He said they're facing incredible challenges trying to fill vacancies that they have because they require specific skills and specific training. And Cosby said in many cases, college campuses across the United States have dropped the key curriculum that they need to qualify employees.
Most of these college campuses have dropped classes out of their curriculum. That's important to us. And mainly soils courses. What we're finding is that when they're graduating from college, they don't qualify to come work for us because they don't have a soils course. And it seems to me that anyone that's in agriculture, a foundational course would be soils. You have to understand that because that is the backbone of farming and what we do. And so we're having a challenge right now on college campuses finding students that could come work for us. Now, we can hire them in other disciplines, but we need soil conservationists, and those are the folks that are out on these farms with the ranchers writing these conservation plans.
Terry Cosby, he is the National Director of the Natural Resource Conservation Service through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He said today they are now recruiting internships with students as young as 15.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com, your auction leader.
And May is Beef Month, and the Beef Checkoff this year is partnering up with the Little League World Series. As part of their partnership, they'll be named the official sponsor of the perfect home plate with Little League. They'll also be hosting a beef dinner the night before the opening game of the Little League Baseball World Series to fuel up those athletes. Find more at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind west becoming easterly at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunder showers possible. Our low 47 tomorrow. A little rain in the morning, clearing by late afternoon. It's going to be windy with a high tomorrow near 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 in Spring and Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Like a grand slam on your radio dial. Home of the Bruins. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM. WRJN.
Someone told me they made the first Star Wars movie, the entire cast and crew was on drugs because it was the 70s. They had some wild times back then or something. That kind of seems to make sense. Can you imagine a writer's meeting for the movie Star Wars? Be like, okay, dig this, man. His name's Chewbacca. He's a Wookiee. No, those are his lines. Write that down. Spell it right. All the other writers like, George, you want to take a break? It's like, what if you're an actor in the 70s auditioning for the part of a Wookiee? That's got to be embarrassing, right? It's like, next.
I like music, man.
That's not the one that George Harrison got sued over. No, that was... George Harrison got sued over one of these chiffon songs. My Sweet Lord was the, it really was identical. I'm trying to remember what that song was that chiffons did. Not He's So, was it He's So Fine? It sounds just like My Sweet Lord, and George Harrison had to pay out a boatload of money. It might have been stuck in his head when he was writing My Sweet Lord, and I guess it can happen. There is actually, if you really want to know a good songwriting bit of trivia, In Louisville, Kentucky, my wife and I go to a lot of cemeteries because you find a lot of history there. We went to the cemetery where Muhammad Ali is buried, and the champ is buried right there. This big ornate area at the cemetery. Buried not far from him on this 62-acre cemetery site, which is huge. Buried right near the champ is Colonel Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Not as big as the Muhammad Ali site, but still, you know, it's pretty ornate. And buried not far from the colonel is a small, unassuming stone in the ground, a marker. And all it says on it is Patty Smith Hill with the dates, the 2 years. Now, people don't know who she is, but she and her daughter wrote one of the most popular songs in U.S. history. And it's played in movies, on TV shows all the time, and she always has to get credit for it when the song is played. What is the song that she only wrote one song, Happy Birthday to You. And whenever that's played in a movie or on television, Patty and Mildred Smith. Now, her married name, I guess, was Patty Smith Hill or Patty, I forget which is her married name. But her and her sister Mildred wrote that. They were school teachers, and they wrote that for their class, Happy Birthday to You. And, of course, the rest is history. That's kind of interesting stuff, I thought. All right, coming up in a little later, a little after 7 o'clock, we're going to have Chris Morrow in here. And the reason he's coming in, it's WRJN historical marker number 9. He's number 9. And we're tracing the history of WRJN radio. And it's going to be preserved, you know, as long as the earth is around, at the Racine Public Library. And also, I believe the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is going to stick it in their museum, their audio museum. So it will be preserved. So, you know, 60 years from now, when people say, gee, there was a radio station located on Victory Avenue where the Taco Bell is now. They're going to know, hey, it was WRJN radio. So anyway, it's 640 at WRJN. For today is sunny, beautiful day with a high near 68, showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Lows around 49. Cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow and a high near 53. Right now it's clear. It's around 51 degrees, a beautiful morning at 640. And what's something that makes you feel old? Every time I get up out of bed, that makes me feel old. How about gray hair? Now, my family, on my mother's side, we don't have gray hair. My mom was 92 and she didn't have gray hair. My grandfather was 91 when he passed away. He didn't have gray hair, and I don't have any gray hair. I have a little bit. Wrinkles. The Goo Goo Dolls being called classic rock. Oof. A millennial yelling at kids to get off their lawn. We used to make fun of Howard Moore across the street from us when I was growing up. He goes, get off the lawn! Now we're yelling it. A recent global study looked into how people feel about their age. They found that in America, the average age when people stop feeling young is 43. Yeah? All right. Right now, that's people who were born in, 1979, 1980, around there. The good news is, there's a buffer zone. Americans don't start feeling old until they're 52. So somewhere between 43 and 52, it's no man's land. A study looked at the top dating profile deal breakers out there that immediately make us swipe left. Now, I've never been on a dating site. So I hear swiping left is you don't want the person. I guess swiping right, you do want the person. Here are the deal breakers. Someone who's aggressive or violent. Why would you want to date somebody who's violent? His profile includes something racist. His profile includes a crude comment. He talks about wanting an open relationship. He comes across really negative. These are guys. All right, what about the women's profiles? Her bio includes a link to OnlyFans account. Now, I'm not even sure what that is, but I think I know what it is. She's obviously looking for clients, not a boyfriend. She wants an open relationship. She has kids. 49% of men say that's a deal breaker. And wanting a throuple. You know what a throuple is? Never heard of that term before. It's where three people in a relationship get together. We used to call it a threesome. Now it's a throuple. That come from? Here's a medical warning for you this morning, just what you need the first thing in the morning. A new 12-year study has found that spending just 30 minutes talking on the phone each week can lead to a 12% risk of hypertension. And it goes up the more you talk on the phone. I don't think there's anybody out there who doesn't talk on the phone at least 30 minutes each week. I mean, I think everybody talks 30 minutes a day on the phone. I guess we're all in for deep trouble with our hearts because we're all talking on the phone they didn't want us to talk on the phone, they wouldn't have invented it. All right. Here's a strange reason for divorce. A couple in Israel was splitting up after 17 years because their garden was overrun by dangerous wild boars. Are you ready for this? The woman wouldn't stop feeding them, so they kept coming back. Her husband said, all right, here's the ultimatum. It's going to be me or the wild boars. Well, she picked the boars. He's looking for a new wife. At a restaurant with friends, should you pay for yourself or split the bill down the middle? This is an awkward situation when the bill comes because you don't know what to do. All right, a new poll, 36% said only pay for what you ordered. Oh, but that gets kind of messy on the bill. Let's see, I had the steak, but you had it with the extra baked potato and the, oh man, that's embarrassing. 34% said split it evenly. Nobody else was sure. You know what I do? If they start staring at the bill, I pick it up and pay it. I just get it over with. It's just easier than arguing over the bill. I don't like arguing over stuff like that. All right, the study found we have a magic word to get our kids to do chores, and that is calling your kids a helper. When researchers ask kids to be a helper instead of asking them for help, the kids are more likely to do the chores. The researchers said it's because the noun helper makes it part of their character and identity, so they're more motivated to prove it's true. Don't tell my wife this, okay? Please, I don't need to do any more chores around the house. I'll tell you a quick story about my dad. My brother and I, other than mowing the lawn, but we had one chore we had to do a week. We had to take out the garbage pail on garbage day. Now, my father had this big galvanized garbage pail that weighed a ton. You couldn't lift it with one person. Even my dad couldn't lift it with one person. And the handles hurt. So every, you know, I think garbage day was Tuesday. So every Monday night, my brother and I would go out and take the garbage pail to the curb. Well, one day, we forgot. And it must have been more than once we forgot because my dad blew his lid. And at 4:30 in the morning, he threw water on my face and my brother's face. Get out. Take the garbage out now. Take it out. And we were, oh, wait, what? You don't know what day it is. You know what time it is. So we got up in our underwear, went out into the backyard, got the garbage pail, took it out to the curb in our underwear, got back in the house, dried ourselves off, and went back to sleep. And you know what? We never forgot to take that garbage pail out again. My dad had a way with water, huh? Right on our faces, he threw it. Funny what you remember. Marie Claire magazine came up with a list of things men say to women that are supposedly lies, like, I can't wait to meet your parents. I would never fantasize about another woman. I really like your friends. You're so much hotter than other women. And I hate strip clubs. I guess that's true. I never, you know, I don't bring that up, but I gotta believe that's a lie. I hate strip clubs. All right, if you sit at a desk all day, the best stretch you can do is a yoga move called a prayer squat. You're going to look kind of odd doing this in the office unless you explain to people what you're doing first. All right, squat down as low as you can without lifting your heels off the floor. It's good because it stretches a bunch of muscles, opens your hips, and helps lower back pain. See, I would be happy to do that, but I'm afraid I wouldn't be able to get back up again once I'm down. And when you're alone here in the morning working on the radio, you're kind of stuck. I mean, yeah, morning people generally work by themselves. All right, here are six steps to a perfect nap. Are you ready? All right. Only sleep 10 to 25 minutes. Nap at the same time every day. Make sure it's dark. Sleep in an actual bed. Make sure it's as quiet as possible and fall asleep to the smell of lavender. Now, the previous owner of this radio station who fired me came up to me one day before he fired me and said, here's the perfect nap. 10 minutes, you go in the corner and you rest for 10 minutes, which is hard when you're on the radio. But anyway, he said, do that. And, you know, out of all the things beside firing me, that's the thing I remember most about him. He said, 10 minutes, close your eyes and you feel all refreshed. And I do that. So, and then he said, do you feel refreshed? I said, yeah. He said, well, you're fired. Get out of here. That was true. He didn't say it like that. But no, he called me up over the phone and let me go. But it was something like that. All right. Let's see what we got here for you. Oh, yeah, we got news from Stuart J. Waddles coming up in just a moment here. We'll get the new local news headlines, see what's going on in the world. At 6:48, and also coming up, we're going to talk to Chris Morrow with our WRJN historical marker number 9. Find out what happened here when he was a teenager here. As a matter of fact, we had a guest on recently, Jim Sorensen, who I never worked with, but he did. So we're going to get some memories of Chris Morrow. This is when he had hair, by the way. He had a full head of hair when he was working here the first time. First time. Second time he didn't. Now he doesn't. Still doesn't have it. But he's got an interesting life in radio. He's got a story he won't let me tell on the radio. And he told me. And it's hysterical. But I don't think he'll let me tell. I'll ask him before we go on the air if he'll let me tell it. I'm not going to embarrass him by just yanking it out of midair. Sunny today with a high near 68. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Lows around 49. Cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 53, 51 and clear. It's a beautiful morning at WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed to Civic Media Station, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the legendary 1400 AM, broadcasting live this morning from Radio Park.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
That's not his name, Wonder. Think of what his real name was. You know his name? What is it? Yeah, Stevelin Morris. Stevelin Morris. Thank you. All right, we're all set now. It's 6:52 at WRJN Radio, hometown radio refreshed, a Civic Media Station, and we have local news now from Stuart J. Waddles in our news center. It started as farmland, then turned into fox cob. Now land in Racine County is being used for future computing. President Joe Biden's in the village of Sturtevant today, speaking at Gateway Technical College's IMET Center. The remarks are about Microsoft's new $3.3 billion investment. They're building what's called an artificial intelligence data center in Mount Pleasant. It'll go up on land initially set aside for Foxconn. A Biden-Harris campaign statement blasts former President Trump for entering into the Foxconn agreement, which eventually led to the land being available for Microsoft. Following that, President Biden is going to stop by the new studios at WRJN and cut the ribbon on them. No, he's not. But that would be nice if he did. He said, gee, I remember this building years ago. Now look at it. All right, three rounds of weather last night came through as people in the area are cleaning up today. The National Weather Service says they got reports of funnel clouds, hail, plus wind damage. Tornado sirens were going off in some areas with flooding causing problems later in the day. There could be more rain later today, possibly. A Kenosha teacher accused by police of grooming a child is no longer employed by the Kenosha Unified School District. The school board voted to terminate the employment of middle school teacher Christian Enright, who had been on administrative leave since February 2nd and follows allegations of having an inappropriate relationship with a student. The decision was made after an investigation by the Kenosha Police Department revealed that Enright communicated with a student via Snapchat after school hours starting back in June of 2023. Parents had been protesting, asking the district to take action. The DA's office in Kenosha is investigating. Those are the stories. Stuart J. Waddles, our news director, is watching for us this morning. And, of course, he'll keep on top of all the news at the top and the bottom of the hour all day long here on WRJN. It's 6:54. Coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to have our WRJN historical marker number 9, the history of WRJN radio. And this one's going back. Some of these guys go back to the, 90s. This guy's going back to the 70s. So that should be fun, talking with Chris Morrow in a few minutes. All right, a guy in France sued his company. Get this, $415,000 because his job was boring. He says they didn't give him anything to do, and it caused a descent into hell that left him seriously depressed. That gives me some ideas. Could you imagine some court? Well, actually, it says he sued them. Doesn't say he got the money. But could you imagine? My job's boring. $413,000. All right, here are the six. What did we do here? An online survey asked people how much they'd have to pay to do a bunch of crazy things, like 46% would give up texting forever for $1 million. I would give it up for, $3,000. 11% would do it for $100,000. 33% would do it for any amount of money. How much would it take to cut off all communication with your best friend forever and not be allowed to tell them why? 63% said they'd never do it. 24% said they'd do it for $1 million. 6% would do it for $100,000. How good a friend is that, huh? And how much to let your parents see your entire browser history? Or how about your spouse, for that matter? 44% said they'd never do it. 29% said it would take $1 million. And a very brave and broke 7% would do it for just $100. I don't know. I don't know if I'd... Well, I have nothing on there, really. No, I love my... If my mother was around, I'd let her see it. I mean, there's nothing really on there. Now I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't. All right. Anyway, someone filed a class action lawsuit against Pepperidge Farm, claiming their golden butter crackers weren't buttery enough. Not the first time it happened. A woman in New York filed a lawsuit against the same crackers about a year or so ago. A survey asked bosses to name the most common ways people at their companies violate the dress code. Here are the top six answers. Dressing too casually, showing too much skin, having visible tattoos or piercings, having facial hair that's not groomed, wearing too many accessories, and having extreme hair color or styles. Yeah, I got accused of showing too much skin. We don't want that happening. Let's see. Does your boss make you so angry that once a week you want to barge into their office and yell, "I quit," and storm out? Oh, yes. Bad news, hotshot. That means you're actually never going to quit that job. A study found that people who get angry about stuff at work are less likely to quit because it's a sign they're actually caring about their career and their company, and they take pride in their work. The people who quit are the ones who feel indifferent when something goes bad at their job. I only did that once. I only quit in anger once in my life. I'm glad I did it. Anyway, thanks for joining us here at WRJN Radio. 6:58. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be talking to Chris Morrow. It's WRJN historical marker number 9. Should have a lot of fun in the next hour. Keep it right here. WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. Sunny today with a high near 68, 51 and clear now at Radio Park. It's 6:50.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Rocky Laporte, who joins the show to talk about his big show in Wisconsin. And Jimmy Cuska joins me to talk sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Racine Youth Sports provides quality, structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County. The developmental programs teach sports fundamentals like good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Currently, Racine Youth Sports is accepting registrations for T-ball through May 1st, baseball through April 30th, spring flag football through April 1st, fall football beginning March 1st, and judo beginning March 12th. Go to racineyouthsports.com to register.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup.